glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We pray this edition of Moments will bring a blessing to all who hear our message about Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We seek to provide in our teaching and in our songs something that stirs the heart and brings us closer to our God. We invite you to share in this devotional today.
Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come into thy freedom, gladness and light. Jesus, I come to thee. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. He set me free,
yes,
he set me free,
and
he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Praise God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With a settled peace within.
No more the path of sin I trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gate I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
I'm free again. Satan led my soul astray.
Satan led my soul astray. I drifted
from the straight and narrow way.
The least of happiness in life eternal.
But to Jesus I did pray.
To the Lord I humbly pray.
He heard my prayer, rescued me that very day. Praise God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With a settled peace within.
No more the path of sin I trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gate I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
I'm free again. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free,
yes,
he set me free,
and
he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee.
If you remember the Old Testament account of Joseph and his brothers, you will recall how they sold him to traders who were headed for Egypt. Then they took his robe, drenched it in blood, and returned it to their father who had given it. They claimed to have found it. Although they did not really lie to their father about what happened to his son Joseph, they let him believe that he had been killed by wild animals. They were not honest men. How could they be honest when they had done such a horrible thing to their brother? They certainly were not going to give their father the whole story about how they had mistreated him and sold him, nor would they admit to their father that they had planned to kill him until the traitors came along. The sons of Israel lied to their father. The account tells us that about 17 years after this happened, those same brothers came to the land of Egypt to buy grain during a severe drought. Joseph recognized them. He, however, did not immediately reveal himself to them. He was one in charge, and he accused them of being spies from another land and placed one of them in prison until they were to return for more grain. When they finally came, he revealed himself to all of his brothers. The scriptures tell us how guilty these men felt for their actions many years earlier. When these troubles came upon them, they said to one another that it was because of what they had done to their brother Joseph. But Joseph, who was no longer a slave, nor was he in prison, was second in command over all of Egypt, and he declared that God had used the evil deeds of his brothers to bless his family and to preserve them, as well as many lives, from the severe drought. Well, some years later, their father died, and although Joseph had told his brothers earlier not to worry about the past, they could not forget it. They were still very much controlled by their dishonest ways of the past. They were in fear of what Joseph would do to them now that their father had passed away. Joseph was a good man and a righteous man. He did not take revenge upon his brothers. He harbored no resentment. He had been able to let God guide him through all of his trials and troubles. In contrast to Joseph are his brothers, who had committed a great sin against Joseph and against their father. Their deceit, their dishonest, evil ways were still haunting them long after it had taken place. Living a lie is most difficult. Usually it means you have to keep up covering it over with other lies. Lies are told to deceive. Satan lied to Eve. He deceived her into thinking that if she were to eat that forbidden fruit, that it would be good for her and a blessing. He led her to do something that went against God's will. In Satan's case with Eve, he wasn't trying to cover up his past, but rather to lead her down a road of misery and pain. Sometimes lies are shared because of selfishness. The lie may enable a person to get something that, if the truth were known, would have prevented it. And like in the case of Joseph and his brothers, well, they covered up a sin in their lives by deceiving their dad into believing his son was dead. Again, we are reminded that God's commands are given to us so blessings can come our way. Jehovah is not a God that seeks to deprive us of the enjoyment of living life here on this earth. Rather, he gives his commandments to prevent us from many heartache and hurt that we would bring upon ourselves and others. It seems fitting to share what the old proverb says, "There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers." That's found in Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. This biblical account reminds us of the God-given duty and commandment to be truthful and honest in word and in our actions. Think about how much better life would have been for the sons of Israel had they not acted in anger and resentment against their brother Joseph. Think about all those many years letting their father think that Joseph was dead. They lived with him for those 17 years, covering up their sin every day and witnessing the grief of their dad. The Word of God promises that nothing will be kept hidden in the end. There is no escape from facing the consequences of a lie. We are therefore encouraged to speak the truth and to provide things honest in the sight of all men. We cannot return to the past and undo what has been done. How wonderful is the gospel message that tells us that we can begin again. We can change the direction of our life and live as God desires, having our sins forgiven. We can begin anew and live honest lives and speak the truth to one another. Living under the will of God and sharing in the blessings that are to be found in Him, Jesus takes away the guilt of our haunting memories. Have you ever come to Jesus? Have you come to Him for the cleansing power of His blood? If not, we would gladly share more with you about coming to Jesus for the blessings of forgiveness of sin. That way, those things that have to be covered up, those things that bring shame and a guilty conscience to us can be taken care of. They can be eliminated. Contact us, and we will share the word about faith, about repentance, about one's confession of Jesus, and about our baptism into Christ and a walk with God every day. Contact us.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King, He's our King. He is reigning over us, and He's our King. We adore and praise and lift up our voice to Jesus Christ our King. You are Lord, You are Lord. You have risen from the dead, and You are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.